WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood early retirement guru. Ever wake up feeling like a weight is sitting on your chest? You know that feeling when you can't quite shake off yesterday's mistakes or grudges from the past? Yeah, I get it. We all have those days. But guess what? Holding on to anger and guilt isn't doing you any favors. In fact, it's holding you back from truly achieving financial independence and living a happier life overall. That's right, folks. Today, we're diving deep into the power of forgiveness, both forgiving ourselves and others, and how letting go of that baggage can actually set you free to build a brighter future. You might be thinking, forgiveness? That sounds kinda cheesy, Jake. Trust me, this isn't some fluffy feel-good session. This is about real, practical steps you can take to break free from negativity and unlock your full potential. So buckle up, my friends, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will revolutionize the way you think about forgiveness. First off, understand that holding on to anger and guilt is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. It's draining, it slows you down, and it keeps you from seeing the beautiful scenery around you. That's your financial freedom, your dream life, all obscured by this negativity. When we hold on to resentment, we're basically investing in future stress and unhappiness. Second, forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about setting yourself free. It's not saying what happened was okay, it's saying that you choose not to let it control you anymore. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep wearing a shirt that had a nasty stain on it, right? You'd wash it, maybe throw it out if it couldn't be salvaged. Forgiveness is like washing your emotional clothes, cleansing yourself of the negativity so you can move forward with a fresh perspective. Third, forgiveness takes practice. It's not a one-time event, it's a journey. Some days will be easier than others, but remember, even small steps in the right direction count. Start by forgiving yourself for past mistakes. Everyone makes them, and learning from them is what matters. Then, gradually work on letting go of anger towards others. Fourth, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. When you choose to forgive, you're choosing peace. You're choosing happiness. You're choosing to step into your power and reclaim control over your emotions. Think about it. Wouldn't you rather spend your energy building your dream life than stewing in negativity? And finally, remember that forgiveness doesn't always mean reconciliation. Sometimes, the healthiest choice is to walk away from toxic relationships. But even in those cases, forgiving allows you to release the bitterness and move on with grace and dignity. You know that feeling when you finally get rid of something you've been holding onto for ages. A broken lamp, an old pair of shoes, or maybe even some bad memories? There's this immediate sense of lightness, right? Like a weight has been lifted from your shoulders? Well, that's exactly how forgiveness feels. It frees up space in your mind and heart to focus on what truly matters. Building a brighter future for yourself. So, take a deep breath, let go of the past, and embrace the power of forgiveness. You deserve it, trust me, your future self will thank you. Remember those 5 key takeaways? Let's recap. Forgiveness isn't just about saying sorry. It's about choosing peace over resentment, setting yourself free from emotional baggage, and creating space for joy and abundance in your life. Think of it as a mental decluttering session, clearing out the old to make room for the new, exciting possibilities that await you. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step towards freedom today. Start by identifying something you need to forgive, whether it's yourself or someone else. Write it down. Talk it through with a trusted friend, or simply meditate on it. And remember, forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, and celebrate every small victory along the way. Ready to level up your life? Share this episode with someone who needs to hear this message. Leave a review and let me know what you're working on in the comments. Until next time, keep chasing those dreams and remember, forgiveness is always the path to freedom.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.